Tom, when Scott Morrison delivered his address to the nation at the beginning of COVID, he'd just announced an $18 billion stimulus package. There is already talk about a looming recession. Will a larger economic support package of the scale, potentially, of that announced during COVID be required? Is that where we're headed?
I haven't seen indication that the kind of spending that we saw during COVID is likely, and it must be said that the federal budget's still feeling the effect of that spending, and I think community expectations haven't readjusted necessarily from things like JobKeeper and all the kinds of support that was put around. The message that we're hearing from Anthony Albanese and from people like Jim Chalmers, even this morning Jim Chalmers was saying that the government's view is that this crisis requires big economic reforms more than ever, that they've taken the view that because of what's happening internationally, you need to go further and faster on reforms rather than pull back. So I think that points to cost of living assistance, certainly, maybe not of the scale of COVID, but equally potentially changes to the tax system and other economic reforms, little stuff as well. Like we're hearing that the tax office is going to give extra leniency to businesses that are doing it tough and not chase debts in the usual way, things like that. And Jim Chalmers said that businesses that were putting up prices in an unfair way would be looked at very unfavourably by the government. So I think there are some callbacks to COVID, but I'm not sure that the big government spending that we saw in the pandemic is going to be replicated. Maybe if the crisis goes on longer, we might see some of that happening again.
Mm. Before I let you go, you mentioned the National Press Club address. What will you be listening out for?
Well, I'll be listening to hear if he gives more of an indication of when tougher settings could be invoked. Are there thresholds or choke points or markers that the government will be looking for things like fuel management and other stuff? That's been hard to read between the lines on and extract from government ministers in the last couple of days. But I'll also be interested in what the PM says about the geopolitical situation. He's cautious when talking about Trump. Of course, the US president is very conscious of criticism and likes to remind people when he feels like he's been slighted. So it's a careful line for the PM to walk. But I'll be interested to see if there's a message that echoes what other world leaders are saying about the hostilities and getting things back to a more even keel. And look, that other piece of the puzzle looking forward will be interesting as well. Will he tell us more about what they're planning in the budget? And will he tell us more about preparations for later stages of this crisis and future challenges? There's a lot going on. So I think it could be quite a consequential address, even if it's coming before the whole country logs off for a 4-day long weekend.
Tom, a big day in Canberra, a big day for the nation. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Nora. It's great to speak to you and our listeners.
That was political editor Tom McElroy. You can find more of his coverage on theguardian.com, and we've linked to his latest piece on the Full Story page. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Karishma Luthria and Joe Koning, who also did the sound design and mix. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget, you can subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can also leave us a review. I'm Noor Haidar. Thanks for listening.